From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. President Obama is touring the West this weekend, hiking with the family at national parks, even as he continues his long, hard slog toward a health care overhaul. In his opening remarks to a town hall meeting in Grand Junction, Colorado, Mr. Obama drew applause with this line.
I don't want government bureaucrats meddling in your health care, but the point is I don't want insurance company bureaucrats meddling in your health care either.
That was Mr. Obama speaking earlier today. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president, and he joins me now. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Don, I heard the town hall meeting today. I watched it. It didn't seem as contentious as some of the forums we've been seeing. What was the atmosphere like?
This is the third one the president has done this week, and none of them have been at all like the ones that we've seen members of Congress hosting with angry shouting and everything else. This one, like the others, there is a lot of support for the president, but it doesn't mean everybody in the room wants reform. But what we got here, as we have gotten this past couple of them, is a great deal of respect for the office of the presidency and a chance for people to stand up and ask him questions that aren't so much pro-con questions, though we did get some of those, but questions just about how this might work.
But he did get some challenges there, Don, right?
Well, he did. We had about two-thirds of the way through this little over an hour-long event. A young man stood up. His name is Zach. He is a college student. And give a listen to what he put to the president.
My question is this. We all know the best way to reduce prices in this economy is to increase competition. How in the world can a private corporation providing insurance compete with an entity that does not have to worry about making a profit, does not have to pay local property taxes? They do not have to. They're not subject to local regulations. How can a company compete with that?
And Don, the president seemed to acknowledge some of Zach's concerns.
The president said, that is a good question, Zach, and that is something that we need to talk about. Now, the president advocates a public option as one piece of the nation's healthcare system. He stressed he does not want a government takeover of the U.S. healthcare system. But he said that if a government option is a well-run nonprofit that really does have to function efficiently, then he does think that it won't necessarily be unfair to ask private insurers to compete with it. And he noted that Blue Cross Blue Shield is nonprofit. And he said further, as part of the answer to this question, that there are private companies that compete with the government and do quite well. He said, look at FedEx and UPS competing against the post office.
Don, did you get to talk to anyone in the audience afterward? I mean, did the president seem to make his case to the skeptics in that room?
Well, here's the thing. People are appreciative that he has come, that he comes to take these questions. But the skeptics I talked to walked out. Skeptics. You don't get the sense that he's changing a lot of minds, but maybe the thing the president wants to do most is at least knock down some of the misinformation that is out there and try to have people perhaps be not so afraid. But again, the people I talked to who walked in opposed to a government option, for example, walked out opposed to a government option.
So I guess this is really his attempt to kind of retake the debate.
Exactly. He knows that the critics are out there and that they are spending a lot of money and they are organized and they are trying to convince people this is a bad idea. So he's got to be out there, too, even on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Junction, Colorado.
And so do you. That's NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.